to pray over the offering before I speak today. Just felt impressed to do it that way today. So God, I thank you for everyone who's investing into Oak River. I thank you that ultimately they're not just investing into Oak River, they're investing into your kingdom and the advancement of your kingdom, and not only the advancement of your kingdom, but our ability to love our community well. And so I just pray a blessing over the offering. I think of when you bless the bread and the fish, and then it multiplied as you gave it out. And so as we give out to other ministries, as we bless community organizations, I thank you that your system of multiplication is still in place. And so I thank you for every giver who understands that. And I pray a blessing on their finances too, that as they give to your kingdom, that they will see their own income multiplied, their own resources multiplied. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So I get to tell you the new theme for 2021 today. So excited about that, because it's been in my heart for about a month and a half now, real strong. And most of you know that our theme for 2020 was Behold. 2020, Behold. And God really taught us some stuff about beholding, right? But today we introduce our theme for 2021. Drum roll, please. Come on. Drum roll, please. The new theme is yes. Yes. I know. Doesn't seem like a spiritual word, does it? I kind of argued with God about it a little bit. But he's always right. He's always right. And I will tell you, if you read the email, you know that God confirmed this word to me 3 times in 1 day from 3 different sources. I asked Rhonda to pray with me about it on a Sunday. I said, I feel like I have this theme for 2021, but I just want to know that I know that I know, because that's how I felt about 2020, and God demonstrated that it was true. And that week, in 1 day, it was confirmed 3 different times to me. And I really thought I knew where he wanted to take this word. And as I went along, he showed me that he wanted to take it a different direction first. So we'll talk about that more. I feel like it's interesting that most of my life, and probably long before my life, Christianity has been more about the word no. No, don't do this. No, stop that. No, don't dress like that. No, don't, you fill in the blank. And it's been more about no than anything else. And 2020 was a lot about the word no. No, you can't go out without a mask. No, you can't go out at all. No, you can't get what you think you need. No, you can't visit with people the way you would like to visit. No, 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 no. And maybe that's, God is just reminding us that yes is more powerful than no. So even if I take it looking at wearing a mask, yes, I can go out when I wear a mask. You see, you can turn it, instead of making it about no, you can make it about yes. Yes, I can take a breath today. Yes, I am healthy. And I really thought that we would tackle first our yes to God. And God said, no, that's out of order, Sandy. We'll get to that. But first I want to explain the divine yes from God to us. The divine yes. And so I'm calling my message today the forever and final. Yes, the forever and final, yes. But it's interesting, because the passage that God led me to in talking about this for the first Sunday of 2021 is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And it's so interesting, because I was drawn right away to verses 19 and 20. We'll get to those in a moment. But then God had me back up a little bit. He said, look at the context. And it's so interesting, because the first point in my message today is the value of suffering. Paul talked about the value of suffering in 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 11. In the Passion Translation that Doug talked about today, I'm reading from that translation today too. It says this, brothers and sisters, you need to know about the severe trials we experienced while we were in Western Turkey. Some of us will write letters to our grandchildren. You need to know about the severe trials 2020 brought to us, right? All of the hardships we passed through crushed us beyond our ability to endure. And we were so completely overwhelmed that we were about to give up entirely. It felt like we had a death sentence written upon our hearts. And we still feel it to this day. It has taught us to lose all faith in ourselves and place all of our trust in the God who raises the dead. He has rescued us from terrifying encounters with death, and now we fasten our hopes on him to continue to deliver us from death yet again as you labor together with us through prayer. Because there are so many interceding for us, our deliverance will cause even more people to give thanks to God. What a gracious gift of mercy surrounds us because of your prayers. I love in this passage where it leads to the divine yes. I love that Paul started out with the value of suffering, because I think we can gain something from that, right? And can I tell you how much I appreciate that Paul did not gloss over the pain? We Christians, we're really good at glossing. We really are. We think somehow that it's not so spiritual to say, this is hard. And I have said to people before, good Christian people who I know have a beautiful heart before God, and I'll try to tell them how difficult something is that I'm going through, and they really want to gloss it over really fast. Because it's almost like they're worried that it's a lack of faith that causes me to be real about pain. And it's not. Paul says, listen, we despaired almost to the point where we didn't think we were going to survive. It was bad. Everybody say, it was bad. It was bad. Look, the roof didn't fall in of the church when we said that. God didn't go, oh no, they said it was bad. Nope, it was bad. He didn't pretend strength. He didn't fake strength. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored, brother. I am blessed and highly favored. I know that. Just because I'm in pain doesn't mean I've forgotten that. It means I'm not pretending to be strong. I'm not saying you get up and shout it to the world that you're in trouble, but you should have some people that you're willing to trust with raw, with real, with not pretend. Paul didn't fake strength, but he didn't stop there. He shared the lessons he had learned. I love that. He said, listen, suffering has taught us to lose all faith in ourselves and place all of our trust in God. 2020, we could agree with him on that, right? Has taught us not to put any trust in ourselves, but to put all of our trust in God. Suffering has also taught us about prayer. I love that Paul talked about, listen, any strength that we have, the only reason we were able to get through as bad as it was is because you were praying for us. We were surrounded by mercy, he said. And I admit that 2020 has done that for me also. I've always appreciated the value of prayer, but I did get tired of prayer meetings where I walked out feeling worse than when I walked in. I will say I got tired of that because the needs were so big and God was so small in the prayer meetings. But I've learned how to pray differently now, and I don't feel that way. We have Monday prayer on Zoom at noon that's powerful. It's really good. There's, what, 5 or 6 of us who come regularly, maybe? And 3 of them are not from Oak River. We have a beautiful time of prayer together. Beautiful time of prayer together. I love that Paul said, listen, it was bad. I was weak. I was not strong, but your prayers helped take us through, and the mercy that we felt surrounding us was because of your prayers, and because of that, God will get more glory. I just felt like we needed to pause for a moment and tell God thank you for someone that we know has prayed for us in 2020. God, thank you for people who have prayed for us. I pray that you would get glory because of their prayers, and that we would recognize that mercy surrounds us because of their prayers, and that you would call us to pray for people. Not just people in crisis, but anybody that you bring to mind, because you see deeper than a Facebook announcement. And I'm thankful for Facebook announcements that help us to know how to pray, but I'm also thankful that you can direct us to pray for someone who might be suffering silently. Thank you, God, for the lesson learned in suffering of the value of prayer. Amen. Second point in the next passage that I want to look at in the same chapter is grace and more grace. Grace and more grace. In 2 Corinthians 1, 12 through 14, it says, "We rejoice in saying with complete honesty and a clear conscience that God has empowered us to conduct ourselves in a holy manner." Now, he just talked about how bad it was. He just talked about how difficult it was and how they felt like they had a death sentence written on their heart. That's a pretty big thing to say. But he says, God has empowered us in the middle of all that to conduct ourselves in a holy manner with no hidden agenda. Woo! That is deep if you think about it. Sometimes I think I'm doing something with no hidden agenda, and then God says, you have an agenda here. Be careful. God's marvelous grace enables us to minister to everyone with pure motives, not in the clever wisdom of this world. This is especially true in all of our dealings with you. We write to you with words that are clearly understood, and there is no need for you to try to read between the lines of what we write in hopes that you can completely and accurately understand our hearts. We know you have already understood us in a measure, and that you will eventually come to understand us fully. Then you'll be able to boast of us, even as we will boast of you in the day of our Lord Jesus. I love that Paul says, only God can empower us to live in complete honesty and with pure motives. Only God can make it possible for me not to have a hidden agenda. Only God can help me say, I have lived with a clear conscience. I am living with a clear conscience. Listen, he didn't say we were perfect. I think when we Christians, we hear the words clear conscience and complete honesty, we think perfection. And I don't think that's true. And here's how I know that. When I was growing up, my parents were not perfect. They would tell you the same. My mom would tell you if she were here. My dad would also tell you from heaven. They were not perfect. They made some mistakes. But here's what kept me connected with them through my whole life. I never questioned that they thought they were doing what was best for me and that they loved me. Never questioned it. They made some mistakes. They made some wrong decisions. I know they were wrong. They know they were wrong. I know I was wrong in dealing with my children at times. I know it. But here's what they did well. They lived with integrity in that they loved me, and every decision they made, they thought they were doing from that love. You hear me? So I think that's what we need to understand, that it will take grace and more grace to live that way, but don't think if I make a mistake, I'm no longer living that way. That's not true. That's not true, okay? No hidden agenda. The last point. Number three, the forever and final yes. The forever and final yes. This is where our theme verses come from for 2021. This is the one that, woo, gets me. So good. It's so good and so rich, and we'll unpack it in weeks and months to come, I believe. And they sang about it this morning. All your promises are yes and amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the one whom Timothy, Silas, and I have preached to you, and he has never been both a yes and a no. Let's pause there. Jesus has never been a yes, I forgive you for that. No, I don't forgive you for that. Yes, I love you when you're doing this. No, I don't love you when you're not doing that. Mm-mm. Jesus has never been a flip-flopper. Thank you, Lord, because I am. Sometimes I flip-flop. Sometimes I just get smarter. Life teaches me some lessons that I need to know, and so I change my mind that way. Jesus already knows everything. He doesn't have to flip-flop. Going on, he has always been and always will be for us a resounding yes. For all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him. And as his yes and our amen, which also means yes, or that's right, or so be it, when those ascend to God, we bring him glory. Now, it is God himself who has anointed us, and he is constantly strengthening both you and us in union with Christ. He knows that we are his, since he has stamped his seal of love over our hearts and has given us the Holy Spirit like an engagement ring is given to a bride, a down payment of the blessings to come. I love that Paul says, Jesus is our resounding yes. I looked up the word resounding, and it means emphatic. It means unmistakable. It means forever and final. Remember a long time ago, I don't know if it's still on even, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And they would give an answer, and they would have to say two words, final answer, or it wouldn't count, right? God says, Jesus is my final answer. He is my resounding yes. He is the divine yes. Jesus doesn't have to go back and forth and flip-flop. Jesus fulfills every promise from God. So one thing I'm calling us at Oak River this year to do, everybody knows what this is, right? Amazon package. Isaac knows. You do too. Okay, confession time. How many of you have gotten an Amazon package at your door and forgotten what you ordered? Thank you. I am not alone. Yes, totally. And it's kind of tricky now because my oldest son lives with me just a little bit, not much, but a little bit. But he sends packages and he puts it under my name. So I'll get a package and I'll be like, is that mine? Did I order something? Or is that his? I have to open it up. So anyway, for 2021, I'm calling us at Oak River. Every time we're reading the Bible and we come across a promise from God, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for a hope and a future, that's a promise. Every time we come across a promise from God, I want you to take a highlighter. These are Bible-safe highlighters. They won't bleed, okay? They won't, you know, smudge or whatever. Highlight that promise, and then in the margin, write the word yes. Because your yes combined with God's yes is powerful. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put the highlighters up here. There's a bunch of different colors. There are some manly colors too. So they're not all pink or purple. I'm not saying those colors aren't manly colors, but I know how my boys are. So when you come up in a little while to get communion, I invite you to grab a highlighter. Now, if you're one of these people that you're like, I do not write in my Bible, that's too sacred, that's fine. Then I encourage you to get a notebook that you call your yes notebook. And every time you come across a promise in the Bible, you write out that promise in your own words and you just write the word yes beside it. There's so many different ways you can do this. Don't be limited to my ideas, but sometimes ideas are good. I just want us all to be so confident at the end of 2021 that all your promises are yes and amen, that we have no doubt about it again, ever, for as long as we live. I love that God constantly strengthens our union with Jesus. That kind of blows the image of a bad guy God and a good guy Jesus, doesn't it? God is constantly strengthening our union with Jesus. When Jesus says yes and we say amen, whoo, that brings God so much glory. Point E, Jesus has stamped his seal of love over our hearts, and he has given us the Holy Spirit like an engagement ring as a down payment of the blessings to come. That is so good. That is so good. Jesus is the forever and final yes. Yes, we've learned some stuff in suffering. Yes, we recognize that it's grace and more grace. And yes, we see Jesus as the forever and final yes. We're going to go into communion now. And of course, we are not serving it because of COVID regulations. So just go to the back on either side and sanitize your hand and then pick up a communion cup and then pick up a highlighter if you want one and then sit down. There's a video that's going to be playing while you do that. And then we will take communion together. We do practice open communion at Oak River. You don't have to be a member. If you want to have communion with us, we welcome you to have communion with us. Okay?
I'm laying down my rights, second guessing. You can have my yes. I'm giving you my fear, never knowing whatever's coming next. I know you've got me. You can have my yes. Is my prize and my provision, all answer when you ask. Oh, but you come against if you are for me. It's even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes. Go, I'll follow you. Wherever you are, wherever you wanna go, I'll follow you. Oh,
I'm giving you my yes. But before I gave him my yes, he gave me his yes. I heard a quote from Paul Manwaring this week. He said, some of us don't realize that God gave us 2,000 years ago the equivalent of a spiritual smartphone. The problem is we've only been using it to dial 911. It's the only time we ever use it. Help! Help, God! Help! I think God loves it when we call out for him for help, but there's a lot more to that smartphone than we understand. And with the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, he said yes to a lot. He said yes to healing. He said yes to deliverance. He said, yes, I want connection with you. Yes, I want to be in relationship with you. Yes, I'm willing to sacrifice in order to be with you. Yes, I will restore you. Yes, I will rescue the captives. Yes, I will rescue the prisoners. Yes, I will do all the effort to make this happen. You don't have to do any of the effort. Yes, 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 yes. So as we look at the cracker today, I encourage you to see it as a yes. Yes, I will heal you. Yes, I will deliver you. Yes, I will restore you. Let's take the cracker together. Yes. God says, I will sacrifice so that we can be in perfect relationship. Yes, I will allow my son to pay the price so that I can see you and you can be made righteous. You can be made flawless. Hear the forever and final yes from heaven today. Sometimes it's a loud yes, and sometimes it's a quiet whisper of a yes. But it's always, yes, I want relationship with you. Yes, I love time with you. Yes, I'm willing to wait for you. Yes, I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes. I forgive you. Yes, I chose you. Let's take the juice together. When I drink that juice, I feel like it's my way of saying, yes, I accept the terms of your covenant. The terms are, you do all the work, I just say yes. So, I'll end the way I started. Get your hopes up in 2021. Hear the yes from heaven. If you got our email but didn't read it, I'm going to tell you one thing that was in it because I want you to know that Dave really misses being here. And so we encourage you to send a card out to Dave in the next week if you could. Because I know he's desperately, I called him this week and I talked and he's just so sad. He can't be here. And he's struggling physically in that he was on some medication that was very strong and it made him, and, you know, he wasn't able to come out. But then he called the doctor and the doctor said, okay, let's go off the medication, but your body is really vulnerable right now to illness. So you don't leave your house basically. And so he's due for an appointment in, I think, 2 weeks for another checkup. And at that time, he's going to get the vaccination for COVID. So hopefully you will see him again soon. But until then, could you just tell him how much you love him and tell him how much you miss seeing him and encourage him. If you have his number, text him, whatever, whatever. Just let him know you love him, okay? Next week, I think I have a title. Yes, of course, we'll continue the annual theme of yes. And the message for next week I'm calling Yes to Restoration. to restoration, okay? So looking forward to sharing that with you, what that means, and what the yes from heaven really means, okay? I hope you have a great week. Is Heather, yeah, Heather, could you pass out the ring pops for me? Would you mind doing that? Just have them tell you what color they want so they don't have to go digging in the bag. And then you just get the color out. Thank you. She is our children's pastor. And if you didn't know, she's doing an amazing job in spite of COVID. Yeah. Yeah. Every week she has an online thing with them that's really amazing. I think they've made cookies together. Like, amazing stuff. There's all these applications. So if you guys want to be part of that, you can do it on Zoom. It's really good. Okay? You can... Nowicki's grandchildren, they could be part of that, okay? It's so good. Talk to Heather afterwards if you want to be part of that. Have a great week. If you didn't get a highlighter, there's extra colors over here. We're down to only two or three colors over here, but there's more over here. Grab a highlighter. Highlight those promises of God and say yes to them. See you next week. Love you.